Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And here we are once again, Montgomery, Texas, and we are wrapping up day 4 of training camp for the Allied Bull Riders. And let me tell you something, if you guys have missed our shows, make sure to go back and watch them, as we had a fantastic time last night sitting down with a few of the guys. A couple of the other guys were actually out on the road hitting their first event together, working together as a team, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and just where these guys have been, what they've been up to. And I see that we have sort of a smaller crowd here this morning, so we're definitely going to let you guys get some time to get some fans over here. But, man, I'm telling you what, look out. Allied Bull Riders is coming, and they're coming in a hurry. We're going to be here. We're going to get the opportunity to report back to you fans just how things are going in their first event, Little Rock, Arkansas, tomorrow night, Saturday. These guys are entered up, and we're going to see a lot of really good things happen with these guys. And we're going to have the opportunity to report back to you, the fans, on how each one of them have done. We'll have some video highlights. I know that we talked about having the video highlights last night on our video broadcast, and I apologize. We have not got it together. We have gotten 3 days' worth of material up till last night. We'll have a 4th day today. But we have just been so busy, and there has been so little time to be able to sit down and edit this stuff and get it ready to put on air. But we will have it, I assure you of that. And you guys will be able to stay tuned to Allied Bull Riders channel, not only this weekend, but next week in Las Vegas, Nevada, as we will be there for the PBR World Finals, and we will be there with the Allied Bull Riders. And they will be out there not only competing in the Touring Pro events that will be going on Monday and Wednesday of next week, but they will also be there to support their other teammate who's going to be there at the PBR World Finals on the Built Ford Tough Series in Reese Gates. So this is very, very interesting, you know, how this whole storyline and how things are coming together. I had the opportunity to sit down with Sam once again. We have spent a lot of time together discussing things, talking about some of the great things that both the Making 8 Rodeo Network have, as well as Allied Bull Riders. And guess what, guys? We are merging. We are putting these two strongholds together for the better good of the fans and for the sport of bull riding, and we are bringing it to you. And we just made the agreement that Making 8 Rodeo Network is the official voice of Allied Bull Riders, and that is a strong concept to grasp a hold of. We are so fired up this morning. I cannot believe that things have come together the way they have just in this short period of time. But I will tell you this. This is the future. This is the new direction for the sport of bull riding. And you fans are getting a up-close personal view of just what this is all about. And you guys are getting the opportunity to see some major things happen and in the sport of bull riding. And that's huge. And we're so proud to be able to bring it to our Making 8 maniacs and our bull riding fans that have been tuning in and following along with us. And you guys are going to get so much more. I mean, this new concept is huge. It really is. And I see that some of you fans are already very in tune to following this group, this team of Allied Bull Riders. And I'm not quite sure if Jace actually does have a Facebook or not. If you guys can post that link out there, we'll check it out and just find out. But, you know, this is huge. This is absolutely huge. And, you know, this is where the direction that the sport is going. And we are so proud to be able to bring you the groundbreaking surface of the new age of the sport. When you guys look back on this tomorrow, or when you look back on this after the 2012 season, you guys are going to say, wow, we were here when it first happened. Just like when the PBR was first developed and designed. You know, there was a group of followers that were there to support it and to understand it. And you are that for this new age in the sport. That's huge. That is huge. So I'm really excited to be able to bring that to you. And, yes, that, you know what, actually, I stand correct. That is the one and only Chase Outlaw. So the post that is up there, if you guys want to follow along with him, yeah, make sure to do that. That is Chase. So now that I recall, I was able to go back and find him as a friend. And, you know, these guys have been out there on the road, and they're going to continue to be out there on the road. So make sure you guys are tuned up and stay tuned. Follow along with them and see how they're progressing. And then, of course, make sure you're following Allied Bull Riders, as they will be posting the group results and how these guys are doing out there on the road, as well as the Making 8 Rodeo Network. You guys are going to have an opportunity to see what this team is all about and their success and their, you know, trials that they're going through. You guys are going to get to see it all. So anyhow, this is really impressive, and we're just proud to be down here. You know, I know that this is something that has been brought up. You know, Lord works in mysterious ways, I can tell you that. And he's opened doors for us that we couldn't quite see what was on the other side, but we stepped through them anyways on faith, and we just know that this is something that is a new direction of where, you know, the sport is going, and we're proud to be a part of it right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we're glad to have you fans here with us as well. So get to know these guys. You're going to have more of an opportunity to see them right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we bring it to you. And, you know, we're not just starting at the bottom and working our way to the top. I mean, we're starting at the top, and that is so unique and so special to be able to do that and have immediate success and have immediate results, which we're going to let you guys know more about here coming up. But there's absolutely you know, this is absolutely something that is working, and that is why you're going to see the sport evolve into this this format and this team concept. We've seen the success the Brazilians have had. We're going to see the success that the Americans are going to have. You know, if you take a look at this other sport outside of rodeo riding, you know that. Well, shoot, you know, Americans have set the standards for that team concept, whether it be in football, baseball, soccer, hockey. You know, I mean, although so many other countries promote other, you know, sports, like, for instance, soccer, you know, being the big one, you know, it's the Americans that have gathered and put together this competition type of format and gain fans. I mean, you know, we're going to be able to have team Allied jerseys out there, and we're going to be able to sit in stands and be able to root for our team. You know, that's a great thing, and we're able to bring that in the sport of rodeo. You know, wow, you know, it's finally evolved to that, and we've seen the success the Brazilians have had. And it's time for the Americans to step up. And we've seen, we've heard about it, we've heard the storylines about it, but it's actually taking shape right now, right here. And the Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to be able to give you some of that initial footage and give you that introduction into where this sport is evolving into. We're very proud. You know, when I, you know, first designed this concept with Mrs. Making 8, and, you know, we sat down and said we want to do something that is going to benefit everybody involved, you know, involved with the sport of rodeo had no idea that it would come to this, but it is here, and it is at our doorstep. And those doors have been open, and we are walking through them, and that's huge. And I got to thank the good Lord for opening those doors and guiding us in that direction. You know, I never thought that when he brought us to Ada, Oklahoma, that those doors would open and evolve into something like this. But Allied Bull Riders is the first official professional bull riding team. And you guys have had the opportunity to sit down, and we've talked a lot about them. We've had the opportunity to talk with them. And we are just glad that you guys are here and willing to support this. They need your support just as much as they need each other. They need the fans to open their eyes and open their arms and welcome in this new concept into the sport. And you guys are doing that for them. And, you know, I know that they're very appreciative of that. And, well, you know, like I said, I'm just proud to be that center channel that brings the fans and brings the team together. This is something that no other sporting event has. You cannot get this close to your favorite team. You cannot get this close to your favorite individual, you know, your favorite athlete. Like you can here in the sport. And that's why it is a blessing and a privilege and a pleasure to have that opportunity to come in here today and do that right here with the Team Allied Bull Riders. And I've got to thank Sam Medlock and his wife for designing this and developing it and believing in Making 8 and the Making 8 Rodeo Network and allowing us the opportunity to step into that door and work with them, you know. And then to have the open arms that have come in from the other team members, you know, just like you have with any other team, you've got your sideline reporters that are there supporting that team. Well, we are that, and we have that opportunity to do that. So this is huge. This is huge, and some great things have happened and are continuing to happen. This is just the start. You guys have heard us reporting all week from Montgomery, Texas, and down here with the Allied Bull Riders and their training camp. Now you guys are going to get to see them in action. Now you guys are going to get to see that first season game that these guys are getting out to play. And they're taking on the challenge of not just taking on another team, but they're taking on, 30 other bull riders or 35 other bull riders. And, you know, you guys are going to get to see how Team Allied Bull Riders stands out. And the success and, you know, the trials and tribulations that may occur with those teams, you know. You're always going to have your ups and downs. And we talked about it this week on our video broadcasting. And, we talked about it and, on our radio shows. That's right. And I'm seeing some great comments coming in our chat room. And this is exactly what it is. This is lights, camera, action time. We've laid down the ground rules. We've laid down the ground effects, you know. We've put everything in place. Now it's time to go to work, and that's exactly what these guys are doing. Just like any other sporting event that you'll see, is training camp is over, it's time to go to work. Time to put your game face on. Let's cinch down those chaps, and let's go to work. Let's make sure those spurs are on tight, and we're going to get it. This is great, and we're so proud to be able to bring it to you fans. We want you guys to be able to get the word out as well. This is how we do it. We want you guys to start supporting Allied Bull Riders as the Making 8 Rodeo Network is now evolved into the official voice for the Allied Bull Riders. And, I'm like a cheerleader over there with pom-poms, you know, but it is the exact – it is the truth behind the matter. We are excited to be here and support such a team. As Sam and his wife have developed and put together here. And, you know, it goes from being able to get these guys right into the level that they're competing in. They're moving into the professional ranks, and they are here. They are ready to go, and we're going to see them go to work this week. And then they're going to be together supporting their fellow team member in Reese Cates and you know, they're gonna be there as a team to support one of their team members. That's huge. That is absolutely huge. This year at the PBL World Finals. So what that tells me is, what are we going to see for the 2012 season for Team Ally Bull Riders? The possibilities are endless. We could see the entire team there competing. Who knows? We're just going to have to wait and see, and we're going to be able to follow along, and you guys are going to be able to tune into the Making 8 Rodeo Network on a regular basis and find out just how close that team is to achieving their goals. So it's a wonderful thing. Well, rodeo fans, we have got to take a break and get down here to it. We're going to start lining things up. We do have a great show set up for you here today, and I cannot wait to get into the bull riding rodeo action with you guys. We're going to talk about some of the results here at Team Ally Bull Riders. Some of the team members were out last night at their first event. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about where we're headed this afternoon, and that's right. I'm telling you what, Making 8 is we're out here. And we're going to be able to bring you some great things that I know that you all are going to look forward to. We're looking at the possibility. Now, I will tell you, tomorrow's show is going to be live on the road as we head to Arkansas, and I'm going to have a special co-host with me. I don't know which one of us will be behind the wheel, but it is going to be entertaining. So make sure that you spread the word and tune in as we will be broadcasting live with no other than my good friend, Mr. Rob Smith. So, Rob, take it away. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's back to the Bull Riding Rodeo action right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to Making8.com.
Must have been born in that right space of time. Just to say, Lord, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, met some of the bitches. I broke some bones, I took 100 stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. I polished in my Stetson's on tight, fixing the rifle so that goes buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. And I will be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these furs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and nine. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my first and ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toe. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. Double docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I'd take a looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
As the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Rob Smets, and welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon 8 Rodeo Network. Your official voice of the Ally Bull Riders. And we are proud to be down in Texas as we start wrapping up training camp, getting geared up, ready to hit the road and go hit these rodeos. And we're going to find out about our first one here coming up. The 2012 season is here and ready to go. And the first stop, really, for Team Ally Bull Riders is right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. And we will be there tomorrow night. Not only will we be there with Allied Bull Riders, but we are going to be riding out there with our good buddy, Mr. Rob Smets. And you know that Rob has really come a long way and done some great things for this sport. He really helped put things on the map, and we're going to have the opportunity to ride along with him. We're going to be able to talk with him, and you guys are going to get a lot more of an opportunity to visit with Rob Smets and get to know him as we get ready to embark on a huge journey. Heading from Abilene, Texas, out to going out to Little Rock, Arkansas, and then from Little Rock, Arkansas, going directly to Las Vegas, and you're going to get the spotlight. These guys, you're going to have an opportunity to see things and to hear our radio shows and visit with Rob and get to know him on a much different level. And, you know, it's just the start because we're going to be bringing you all the action of the Ally Bull Riders as well. So what a fantastic opportunity. And we've got to thank all of our supporters and all of our fans for helping us and making this possible, helping us get down the road. If it wasn't for you guys, and I mean, it even goes back to as far as the NFR last year with our good friends, Ms. Kat Johnson and some of the other ones, everybody that has contributed and been a part of it. And want to remind you that if you guys really want to be supportive of this, we do appreciate it. We've got donation pages where you guys can click on it. Our live event center has a link set up and want to encourage everybody to go over there and help support us and keep us going down this road.
You know, this is, we're on the groundbreaking surface of a huge thing, and it is. You know, we're seeing our comments coming in our chat room right now about the Allied Bull Riders, and this is a true team concept, and this has been thought out for a number of years. It's been researched. It's been put down in writing. This concept is something that is guaranteed to work. You know, I mean, these guys have taken the opportunity to watch how the unofficial teams out there and the ones that we see week in and week out with the Brazilians, their concepts and, you know, the training methods and what it takes to be successful, not just in this sport, but in a team aspect for any type of sport. And they have found ways to bring it to the bull riding community, and this is what you're seeing right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. This is where it all starts, and you're going to see more and more of this action, and your guys are going to see it actually take shape. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about it. You know, getting into the action. Last night there was an event not too far from here where a couple of the bull riders and Craig Jackson, Chase Outlaw, and Bonner Bolton were able to get out on the road last night. That's why they were not on our video broadcast, because they were out there hitting their first appearance and working together as a team. Well, they had the opportunity to really put that their plan and what they've learned here at the Allied Bull Riders training camp to use. Now, I will tell you that Bonner and – we got word yesterday that Bonner and Craig Jackson both bucked off. We have not found out the exact results from the event last night, but I will tell you that Chase did make it to the short round, and he had his team members there to support him and to be there for him, and that is huge. That is what a lot of this is all about. That's what this is all about. Just like we're going to see at the PBR World Finals, and the entire team is going to be there to support another team member in Reese Cates, who is there at the PBR World Finals. And if they cannot be there, they're going to be there to support their team member. You know, their goal is to ultimately be there with their team. But if they can't, they're still going to be there to support their team member. And we're going to see the coach there. We're going to see Sam down there talking to Reese and helping him get through those things. And we're going to have his manager down there who's going to be organizing and making sure that he is there on time to his performances and his appearances for autograph signings and, you know, making sure he gets checked in on time. You know, those type of things are so key for a young bull rider. And as all of these guys develop, that's what this team is all about. You know, they're going to take some of that pressure off Sam and Catherine, and that's what a manager and a coach does. And that's why these guys have developed this the way they have. And we're going to see it all take shape. We're going to be able to talk with them. We're going to be able to bring it to you there on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So you guys are going to be able to tune in and see that. We're going to have video footage of these bull riders working together there in Little Rock, Arkansas, as well as during the performances in Las Vegas. And we're going to be able to bring it to you. It may take some time because we do have to go back and edit it. We do have to go back and actually take a look at what we're recording out there. But we are going to bring you the highs and the lows, and we're going to bring you the coach's perspective, and we're going to bring you the manager's perspective on what they're doing out there and working with them. So, and I see some of our comments coming in about the interaction with the team here at Allied Bull Riders. And we are absolutely photos for you guys and giving you that opportunity to work together. And we're going to present that to you here coming up. We still have to go through everything. Like I said, this has been such an intense training camp that it has not given us a lot of opportunity due to the time constraints that we've had and how we wanted to be such a big part of this. So we've got to lay out. This is our first appearance here down here at the, you know, the Allied Bull Riders training camp. Next month, I will tell you that you're going to see some opportunities, you're going to see some cool things, and you're going to see Making 8 actually taking part of this training camp, as I now have 30 days to start getting myself ready, because we're going to give you a taste of what these athletes are going through on a regular basis. You guys are going to have an opportunity to live through me and get my perspective as an outsider coming in and working through this training camp and how intense this is. You know, we witnessed it, but we're going to put it in action. And you're going to see Mecha 8 down here. We're going to be down here training with these guys, going through their yoga sessions and their workout sessions and getting up in the morning and running with them. And that is what it's all about. You guys saw a little bit of it here this weekend, but next month when their training camp, you know, picks back up again and they go at it for another week, you guys are going to have the opportunity to sit down with us and then sit down with these guys on an individual basis. So that, I'm telling you, you need to spread the word about it because this is getting bigger and bigger by the day. And we're proud to have the opportunity to grow with Allied Bull Riders and to bring it closer to you fans, so you guys have an opportunity to see it. So yes, you guys have so much to look forward to as far as pictures and the opportunity to be around, you know, and get this firsthand experience with them. We're going to get photos with them. You know, we're that official voice, and you guys are going to get to see us in action with these guys. I love it. I think that this is a huge opportunity for not only us, but for you fans that have been following along with us. You know, we have been dying to give you guys the material that you want, and you're going to get to see it. And we're finally able to start bringing that to you. And I can tell you that if it wasn't for Sam and for Catherine and the rest of the team here at Allied Bull Riders, it would certainly take us a lot longer to get to those places. But we are proud to be that standing behind them and supporting them and being able to bring their lives into yours and merge the two together. This is a very special thing, and it's very spectacular. And of course, I really do have to thank the good Lord above for making these, you know, these opportunities available to not only us, but to you, the fans. So lots of things happening out here, really is. And I do want to remind you guys that if you guys are looking to give us a call, 646-915-9940. If you guys have questions or comments on the training camp and how things have evolved and, you know, as these guys are getting ready to step out, please feel free to give us a call. We would certainly love to be able to talk with you. We were hoping to have some guests on here, and, of course, we're about 30 minutes into our show, so I'm not quite sure if we're going to be able to get them or not, but we are definitely working on it. We are definitely working on it. So make sure to stay tuned, and we do have a lot of great things that are heading down the road for you fans that have been hanging on our coattails, wondering, you know, just where we were going to go. And I think you're starting to see a direction now. We've got a path that's being paved and being laid down by the team, the first of its kind professional bull riding team in Allied Bull Riders. And, well, as they mow it down and as they lay the foundation, we're going to be there with the video cameras and we're going to be there with the microphones to bring you all of that action. That is huge. So, anyhow, looks like we've got some great things happening. Now, I will tell you that the guys got up this morning, were here to make their run, did a yoga session, did a little bit of lecturing, started to get geared up and get things ready as they're getting ready to step out and head to Little Rock. This is the wrap-up day. You know, like we talked about on our video broadcast last night, Sam has sort of started off very intense, lots of physical activity. Now as the training camp winds down, these guys are starting to develop more of their mental aspects and get things together as a team, really start pushing each other, you know, mentally and encouraging each other mentally and getting that guidance from their coach. And we're going to see it all take shape this weekend, Little Rock, Arkansas. And you fans are just going to have to stay tuned to Allied Bull Riders and the Mecha 8 Rodeo Network and start, you know, you guys will have that initial contact to find out how things are going, and you'll be able to see those results right there by following the team members, by following the team itself, and by following the Mecha 8 Rodeo Network. So, you know, we're going to give you those opportunities, we're going to give you those routes, and we want you guys to share it with others because that is going to be crucial in laying down the foundation, is to have good, solid fans that are also supportive of this, and that is huge. So as you guys are getting out there and you guys are having conversations on your social medias, whether it be Facebook or Twitter, make sure you continue to keep promoting this group, this first team, professional bull riding team, and Allied Bull Riders. Please, you know, repost Twitter pages, repost the Facebook comments that are coming on so other fans can have the opportunity to grab hold of this spectacular thing that is changing the shape of bull riding for the positive. We've seen the 2011 season being dominated by a team of Brazilian bull riders. Although unofficial, and, you know, a lot of them will not consider themselves to be a team, you know, they are. And we have seen them dominate and succeed in the ranks of the Built for Tough series. The 2012 season is going to have the Brazilians are going to have competition. They are going to have competition. And they are going to have competition that is successful and give them that drive to have to step up their game if they want that next year's championship, because the team here at Allied Bull Riders is bringing it. I mean, they are coming, and they are motivated, and they are passionate, and they are excited about working together like that. So, anyhow, I love it, and thank you guys for posting the links out here to the website, to the Facebook and you know, pages. Makin8.com has a channel set up where you guys are going to be able to go there to watch the video broadcasting. You guys can follow the links there through Ustream to get a hold of what's happening here with the team at Allied Bull Riders. But you also, we encourage you, and we, you know, we want you guys to continue to spread the word. We want you guys to get other team members, you know, other team fans behind this concept. And we know you guys are there. You guys are making eight maniacs, you know, and I believe that you guys are going to be just as excited about it as we are. And like I said, we're going to give you such a great opportunity to be involved with this team. No other sporting event has it. The sport of bull riding has yet to see it until now. And you all are the first, you know, and that we are so proud that you all, as dedicated as you are, we know that you all are dedicated fans. I could not have asked for a better group of dedicated fans that are here with us right now on our show, listening to our archives or listening to us right now. You guys are the reason why we're out here doing this, and we're going to continue to keep doing that. And, you know, the reason why Sam and, you know, and Catherine have developed this team at Allied Bull Riders is because they want the level of bull riding to go to the, you know, to step up. And it needs to be, because other countries are coming in and able to compete at the level where, you know, we need to be. They're stepping up their game. We need to step up ours. And that's exactly what Allied Bull Riders is here to do. And you as fans are able to grab a hold of it and be the first ones to be a part of it. And we are proud to have you here with us and with Allied Bull Riders. So thank you guys very much for doing what you're doing. Awesome opportunities, really is. And we are all going to be behind Reese Cates out there in Las Vegas. But there are so much other things that are going on, the Heroes and Legends reunion, and Sam Medlock, Cody Custer, all the guys that originally started with this, Adriano, Tater Porter, all of them are going to be there. And, you know, Allied Bull Riders is going to be there. Rob Smets is going to be there. Makin 8 Rodeo Network is going to be there. And you all are going to have that opportunity to see these guys firsthand. And that is huge. That is absolute. So, don't miss out on the opportunity to grab a hold of the Makin 8 Rodeo Network and help support us just like we are supporting Allied Bull Riders. You know, we're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing this for you fans, and we're doing this for the team here at Allied Bull Riders. And, you know, we're just that center point in order to relay that, that information to you, the fans. That's all we're here for, and we're sort of that cheerleader in the backdrop. And it is a big part, and we recognize that, you know, and we're proud to have the opportunity. We really are. I'm overwhelmed to know that, you know, we've developed this for a number of years, and we've been working at achieving our goals in this sport, and we're actually seeing that take shape right here, right now. It doesn't get much better than that. We still have a long ways to go. We've got a lot of learning ourselves, but the fact is that, you know, we're able to take part of something and grow with it. And you fans are able to grab a hold of the newest thing to hit the rodeo and bull riding community and grow with it. And that's just, man, you know, going back to the beginning of the year when they brought in a new Telecaster in Aaron Coscarelli. You guys got a firsthand knowledge and got that firsthand experience to be able to be a part of what she has and what she's brought to the entire season. We're going to do the same thing with this team here at Allied Bull Riders. So, wow, absolutely great things are happening. And, you know, like I said, tomorrow we're going to be on the road broadcasting on our trip out to Little Rock, Arkansas. So we'll be bringing that to you at 11 o'clock Central Time. And during the weekend, we'll be posting results. We may have some video footage for you. I'm not going to make you promises, but I will just say stay tuned to Making 8 Rodeo Network and AlliedBullRiders.com for that information. And we'll be able to give you guys overall scores. We may be able to do some tweeting and send you guys some messages as to how things are going out there at the Touring Pro event. So you guys may see an overall average, not just what's happening at Allied Bull Riders. So, you know, although the Built for Tough series is obviously taking a week off to prepare for the PBR World Finals, you guys will still get that experience right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So make sure you stay tuned to us as we bring you that information. And just the On the Road series that we'll be doing, you know, with Rob Smets, you know, this is going to be an opportunity of a lifetime for not just us, but for you fans. As you guys have sat back and heard me talk for 7-8 hours at a time, you're going to have an opportunity to see what two cowboys going down that rodeo road are like, one of them being a living legend and being, you know, he's backed up to more spaces in this country than most people will ever even pull into, you know. It is a great thing to have an opportunity to travel with somebody like Rob Smets. And we're going to be able to give you some of that experience and some of that knowledge. So stay tuned to Making 8. That's all I can tell you is stay tuned to Making 8. Make sure that you guys are following us very closely on Facebook and Twitter this weekend. We will be doing a segment here this afternoon of Life on the Road as we travel to Abilene, Texas. So make sure that you guys can tune into that. We're going to give you a little bit of extra incentive here, and then we'll be back here on our lunch hour show tomorrow as we'll be traveling with the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Rob Smets. So we'll have an opportunity to talk with him and, you know, see what, you know, what he does to prepare to get ready to announce these events, as he will be the announcer down there in Little Rock. So exciting things. I mean, exciting things that are going to get, you know, that you would not normally be able to see or listen to. You're going to have an opportunity right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And I've got to thank everybody who has stood behind us, whether it be sponsors, you know, whether it be individuals who have helped contribute. You know, we could not have done this without you. And I mean that with all sincerity. That's not just a PR thing. That's me telling you fans out there that we could not do this without you, and that you guys are the only reason why we could be here doing what we're doing today. So thank you, and we look forward to bringing you more. We absolutely do. So make sure that you guys are staying tuned to us today as we'll kind of gear things up and line up. Of course, it'll be myself traveling up to Abilene, and then, you know, tomorrow and the rest of the week – the rest of next week, you know, we're going to have Allied Bull Riders with us. we're going to have Rob Smets with us. So we've got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't bring him on the show. 256, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Scott Mesick, Justin Ballinger here. What's going on, man?
Justin Ballinger, my North Carolina bullfighter. What's going on, partner?
That's right. Not much, man. Actually, I take that back. A lot's going on here lately, dude. Hadn't talked to you in a while, and I know you had everything going again, so I wanted to give you a shout and see how you've been doing.
You bet, man. Well, I'll tell you what, things could not get much better right now. I mean, you know, the good Lord has blessed us with the opportunity to move to Ada, Oklahoma, and bring the Making 8 Radio Network out here with us. And
that's not a bad spot at all, my friend.
No, you're right. As we are now here in rodeo country, and it's brought us down here to Montgomery, Texas this week, as we've grasped a hold of the newest thing to hit the bull riding industry, and not just on the professional levels, but also on the amateur levels. Keep your eye out, my friend. Watch some of the things that are happening. Now, I know you being a North Carolina resident, former, I guess, Crimson Tide state resident, now moved over there.
Go ahead and say it. It don't hurt that bad. Just because we're number one in the country doesn't mean you can't say it out loud, Scott.
Man, I hate it. Wow. I know you're going to go there, brother. It's a good thing we don't have Ross Hill with us. But Dustin, really, you know, you've been working out there in the ranks of the Seabrook, you know, the Seabrook Association, and I know that you have had a lot of opportunities to follow along with those guys and see guys like we're watching now on the Built Four Tough Series in Josh Faircloth, Carlos Garcia, you know. One that I'm going to throw at you is one that you really need to be watchful for, and, of course, that be none other than Chad Van Amberg. Am I correct?
Oh, my God. Are you correct? Are you ever correct, man? I just saw Chad about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. We had a little run up here in North Carolina of a couple of fair bull ridings that Wicked Bulls and Cody Brown is putting on, and Chad came to one of them, and I think he rode both of his bulls there. And the Saturday night, he rode a good little bull that Chris Bass and Randy Martin have got up here that turned back right in the gate and really got it on. I think he was in the mid-80s, 85, 86 points on that bull. But, you know, Chad's been going to all them deals that I've been fighting here lately, back home in Alabama with Ricky West and Flying High Rodeo Company. We've been down to Lyons, Georgia, and done a couple of deals, and I think Chad's won a little bit of money at all those deals. And you can't count Chad out. If he's throwing his money in the pot, look out, because he's coming to get it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, what we have seen this week out of Chad Van Amberg down here in Montgomery, Texas, and just outside of Houston, he stepped up his level of competition as well. And this guy's ridden consistent all season long. You know, he's done some fantastic things within the ranks of the Zebra, and he's really stepped out. His name is up there at the top of the leaderboard, but he's about ready to take his level of competition to another level, and that's competing as a team. And,
right.
Man, this is a huge concept, and I know folks are starting to really catch wind of this, anywhere from the amateur levels all the way up to the professional Built Four Tough Series levels. These guys are starting to catch wind of a new concept that we're here and proud to bring not only the fans, but the other bull riders and fans of rodeo, the athletes, you know, here with the team here at Allied Bull Riders, man. This is something special. And, man, you just can't say enough about where this sport has evolved to. And look out, man. It is coming. I think we're going to have the opportunity to see Chad next season competing with those guys at the Built Four Tough Series and being able to compete with guys like Josh Faircloth, who's really made a name for himself, and we're going to have the opportunity to see at the PBR World Finals.
Oh, no doubt. I think you hit that one right on the head there, Scott. Chad's, like I said, Chad's an excellent bull rider, and he's one of those guys that, you know, good is not good enough. Great is where Chad is headed, you know, and that's what he works toward every day. And the people that he puts himself around and puts himself in the mix with is helping with that too. Because you mentioned earlier Carlos Garcia. Carlos, when he gets through with this injury that he's got, I'm telling you, look out for him too, because that dude, he's been on fire here lately too. Being one of Chad's traveling partners, you know, I've been seeing him a bunch too. And he actually judged that deal that I was talking about earlier. So I got to see him a week or so ago as well. And like I said, two guys that are class act bull riders that are definitely going to be seen on the cup deals one of these days.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, like I said, you know, I think Chad has definitely recognized, you know, where he wants to be, and he's worked with that. We've seen him take shape down here at this training camp and really dedicate himself, man. And I'm just sending word back to North Carolina. Y'all better look out up there. When you see Chad Van Amberg on that draw sheet, you better look out because he is part of Allied Bull Riders, and they come and take the money wherever they're at.
No doubt.
So,
well,
anyway,
man, God, I'm glad that glad things are going good for you, man. I saw that you had a couple of people on there that was checking you out today that were some of my hopefully I can call fans, and I wanted to give those guys a shout out, Paige, Gregory, and Emily. Miss Kim's there that keeps you rolling, helps you out a little bit. Hopefully, we'll get down that way toward Miss Gregory, maybe in January for the SEBRA finals if we can click up enough votes. And we've been hitting that road pretty hard this year. We've got we just did a run of about 2 weeks that we've done five bull ridings in 2 weeks, and then starting November the 4th, I've got about 21 shows booked over the winter time, which is just about unheard of for me, because in Alabama, where I'm originally from, we don't do that many winter bull ridings every week like that. But these people up here are pretty serious about what they're doing. I got a phone call the other day from Miss Chan Canner herself, and got hired for a 21 series event starting November the 4th through next March. We're only going to miss one weekend, and that's going to be Christmas weekend. So, looking forward to that. And I've got several more coming back that way in Alabama. In January and February, I'll be back over that way, so maybe some of those guys can hit us up during that point. But glad to hear that things are going good for you, man.
Well, good, man. And you know what? We're glad that things are going well for you as well, Justin, as we've been able to follow along with you and see how things are taking shape up there in North Carolina, man, and just keep it up and keep on rolling and keep checking in with us. And, well, who knows, man? You know, when you talk with Chan, of course, you know that all the fans would love to see SEBRA Finals broadcasted again live on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So let her know that we're here, we're ready, and man, I'm telling you, we've stepped our level up a notch as well in order to be able to bring this action to the fans. So it's all about making things happen down there, and we would be proud to be able to make that trip back up there. And you know, yeah, we'll go knock on Paige's door and give her a hard time as SEBRA Finals be just outside of Nashville.
Yeah, we're all gonna need a place to stay that weekend.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. We're gonna go crash Paige's pad. I like it.
tell her grandmother just to leave the key with her. We're coming.
No doubt, man. No doubt. All right, Justin. Well, listen, man. We're gonna wrap things up, but I want to say thank you and looking forward to getting you involved and following along and seeing how you're doing.
Excellent. Thanks, Scott, and have a good one, man.
Good luck, Justin. See ya. All right, guys, Justin Ballinger, you know, of course, North Carolina Cowboy, and, you know, this has been a really cool deal. You know, like I said, great things are happening here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Greater things are happening for the sport itself, and you fans are getting a firsthand look at it. You guys are having that opportunity to really see how this thing has evolved. So a lot of special things taking shape. A lot of special things happening right here and with the sport. You know, you guys were saying that about how things needed to change and things needed to happen, and you guys are going to certainly see a lot of that as things start to evolve and take shape. And, you know, last year after the PBR World Finals, it was like I know a lot of fans were kind of really wondering how things were going and the lack of broadcasting and information released about the Touring Pro events, you know, was something that was really hard for you guys. But we're going to be able to bring you a lot more of that this year, and we're happy to do that. And we're going to be able to give you guys reports and footage and video broadcasting and radio shows with the Allied Bull Riders as they work at and making sure they're going to be at the top of the ranks in the Touring Pro, getting ready for that first cut in the PBR Built 4 Tough Series standings next year. And I really believe it can happen. When you take a look at the amount of talent that is here at Allied Bull Riders, we're certainly going to, you know, it has the potential to take shape. And I'm just letting you know, we want you guys to have that firsthand experience and get to know these guys as we grow and move up into the sport. So make sure to stay tuned and, you know, get a grip, because it is about to, you're going to have to bear down to stay up with this one. And, you know, so much of opportunities are out there for you fans to get a hold of, you know, footage and action that you wouldn't normally be able to see anywhere else. The only place you can find it exclusively right here at the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And that's, we're proud to do that. That's about wrapping up our show here for the day, fans. I do want to remind you that we will be broadcasting. You'll have to stay tuned. So if you're going to be by the computer, make sure that you are logged on to the Life on the Road channel this afternoon, as we're going to be hitting the road and taking off and heading to Abilene, Texas, to go meet up with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Rob Smets. So, you know, it's only going to get better from here. Training camp is about to wrap up down here in Montgomery, Texas, and we're going to get to see game one right here this weekend, Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you're anywhere near it, I want to invite you to come down and hang out with us and the Allied Bull Riders and get an opportunity to see these guys in action firsthand. You're not going to want to miss it, as they are now paving the road for and setting a standard for the changes that are happening in this sport. So it's a firsthand opportunity. Do not pass it up. And you know, they come off of this weekend, and they've got about 24, 36 hours, and they're going to be in Las Vegas in the bright lights, competing there as well. And that's the entire team with the Touring Pro events that are going to be happening down there. We're going to have an opportunity to follow along and give you guys reports of what's going on outside of the actual Built for Tough Series finals. So stay tuned to Making 8 Rodeo Network. Stay tuned to AlliedBullRiders.com and their Facebook and Twitter pages out there. I'm telling you, don't miss it. You're going to see photos. You're going to see videos. We're going to have radio shows. It's all going to be right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we are proud to do that. I want to thank the Allied Bull Riders for their hospitality down here. Thank Miss Catherine and Sam, you know, for their hospitality and bringing us in. You know, it's hard for those Texans to bring in somebody from Oklahoma, but, hey, that's right. They made the trip from Arkansas, so that's where they originally made home, and we're glad to have them here in the great state of Texas. It's been a great time, and we look forward to hitting the road and heading back to, up there to Arkansas, and then, of course, the bright lights of Vegas next week, so make sure to stay tuned. Until this afternoon, rodeo fans, when we hit the road, heading to Abilene, Texas, y'all make sure to get a grip with Megan8.com.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music.
Turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
And go.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Yeah.